Nolte, Ronald Reagan's daughter suggests Prince Harry be quiet. By John Nolte on January 9, 2023. From the perch of experience and regret, Patty Davis, daughter of former President Ronald Reagan, is advising Prince Harry to be quiet. As we all know, Prince Harry has spent the better part of 2 years running around making a world-class fool of himself. The best part has been his unrelenting acts of self-emasculation. The man I once thought of as a veteran of Afghanistan is now the man I think of who ran to a therapist after a fight with his brother. That resulted in Harry's broken necklace, a man who uses phrases like my truth, and who as shamelessly as taking a public dump all over his own family to please the D girl he chose as his wife. Imagine spending 6 hours on Netflix to inform the public you no longer have a penis. Sad. So sad that Patty Davis, who knows something about trashing your family for your own mercenary purposes, is basically telling him to shut up. Years ago, someone asked me what I would say to my younger self if I could. Without hesitating, I answered, "That's easy. I'd have said, be quiet. Not forever. But until I could stand back and look at things through a wider lens. Until I understood that words have consequences, and they last a really long time." Harry has called William not only his beloved brother but his arch nemesis. He chose words that cut deep, that leave a scar. Perhaps if he had taken time to be quiet, to reflect on the enduring power of his words, he'd have chosen differently. Silence gives you room, it gives you distance, and it lets you look at your experiences more completely, without the temptation to even the score. Sometime in the years ahead, Harry may look back as I did and wish he could unspeak what he has said. You had to be there in the 80s to understand how much damage Davis did to herself and her family. She was no child, either. Born in 1952, she was in her 30s through most of her father's presidency. And she was relentless in tearing down her family to 1. Become famous, 2. Become rich, and 3. Find love among the beautiful people. It must also be said that Davis deserves enormous credit for admitting her mistakes and regrets. That's not an easy thing to do in any case. But in her case, tearing down her family was her public identity, the very thing that made her a household name. To now admit how wrong that was. Well, that takes as much courage as it does wisdom. Harry is 38 years old, and the public grenades he's hurling at his family, his own family. Well, it's unconscionable behavior. And if he ever does obtain some wisdom, his regret will haunt him to the grave. And he will not only regret the pain he caused his family, he will regret making a public fool of himself. People see right through him. As a result, his popularity has taken a massive hit, as it should. This is a very childish man, a bitter baby. An emotionally insecure eunuch lashing out in a tantrum by way of 6-hour documentaries and a whole book. Can you imagine publicly attacking your own aging father while your 96-year-old grandmother is fighting cancer and dealing with the loss of her husband? The following is not a criticism of Patty Davis. As I said, she deserves all the credit in the world for having the courage to admit how wrong she was. But I do wish she had warned Harry about how the beautiful people are using him in the same way they used her. That's what they do. They use people. To serve their own vile agendas, they turn people into narcissistic and cruel traitors. The corporate media, the celebrity machine. They consume your soul with this siren song, "Come on over the dark side. We have cookies. And as long as you fulfill our nihilist agenda, no matter what you do, we will tell you how brave, noble, and decent you are. Like Christ turned water into wine, we have the demonic power to turn your sins into virtues. Oprah will adore you. Hollywood and the publishing industry will bury you in gold. The bubble will never allow conscience or shame to rear its ugly head." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.